Today's episode is brought to you by ThisDayInTheNFL.com. Celebrating football's greatest moments, one day at a time. Listen to classic broadcasts, explore historic games, and keep the legacy of the NFL alive at ThisDayInTheNFL.com.
Bill dribbles up slowly, tosses the ball over Lautenbach. He takes a long aim from outside, shoots. No guard, and the rebound goes to Minnesota. Young over to McIntyre up in the fourth court. He waits for Brewster to come up. Brewster has the ball, wheels around, starts from the basket, travels, took steps. Wisconsin's ball out of bounds. Brought in by Selbo into Lautenbach. 2-1 Minnesota. Lautenbach up in the fourth court, a bounce pass into the corner of Menzel. Back to Lautenbach, over his head to Selbo. Selbo's tied up, can't shoot. Now he does shoot. No guard, the rebound taken by Minnesota. Fought for there for a moment and finally Turnham took it over to Brewster. Brewster comes straight up the center, across the center line of the center circle. Now a pass over to Turnham on the side. Turnham holds it momentarily, then back up to Brewster, over to Turnham again. Shoots over to Young, who loses the ball, and then a Wisconsin man loses it to Young. It goes over to Brewster and is knocked out of bounds. Knocked out of bounds by Wisconsin. Minnesota brings it in. Young tosses the ball into McIntyre. He has the ball, he pivots, he shoots it good. 4-1 in favor of Minnesota. Wisconsin brings it in. Lautenbach into Selbo. McIntyre running with the basket. A big boy just reaches up and hooks that ball in. The ball up to Cook in the fourth quarter. Over in the corner, bounce pass into Menzel. They're in the near corner. Menzel bounces it into Selbo. Selbo all tied up, is fouled by McIntyre. Back almost knocked out of bounds there. 4-1 in favor of Minnesota. The game is 3 minutes and 23 seconds old as Glenn Selbo goes to the free throw line for the Badgers. Has one shot. Glenn Selbo on the line for the Badgers. Looks up, takes his aim. About 2-2. Hits in. And the score is 4-2 in favor of the Gophers. They bring it up. It's in from McIntyre to Kernan to Brewster. Back over to Kernan and back to Brewster. Pass into McIntyre. That shoots over his head, bounces off his hands and out of bounds, and Wisconsin brings it back in. Lautenbach cutting up court and across into the fourth court over to Bobby Cook. Cook bounces the ball over to Menzel. Menzel shoots. No good. A whistle. He was fouled by Kernan. In fact, sent sprawling after he had shot. 4-2 in favor of Minnesota. Extra Menzel on the free throw line for the Badgers. Two shots coming to extra Menzel of the Badgers. Wisconsin forward on the free throw line. If it requires down, he takes that aim. He shoots. It rims around and in. 4-3 now the count. Gopher still ahead, but Menzel can tie it up for Wisconsin. Wisconsin has as yet not scored a field goal. Menzel aims again, shoots again. It rims and in. 4-4. We're all tied up. Minnesota brings it up court. Kernan, slowly, very slowly, walks leisurely and then tosses the ball over to Brewster, who crosses the center line of the center circle. Over to Kernan again, a bounce pass into Grant, and then off to Kernan to come around. In the meantime, Grant has the ball now again. He passes over to Kernan, to Brewster, back to Kernan. Bounce pass into McIntyre, who shoots. It's no good. The follow-in is no good, and he is fouled by Bobby Cook. The laugh is that Bobby Cook only goes 5'10", and the man who obviously sent sprawling is great big Bud Grant. Grant, you know, is a football player, too. An end on the Minnesota Gophers squad of last year. Grant shoots the first one. It rims around it in. 5-4 Minnesota. He has another. He has two shots coming. Aims again. Pushes with one hand. It rims. No good. A following is no good. And it goes over the basket into the hands of Menzel. Back to Mills. Mills of Wisconsin comes up court across the center line of the forecourt. Lautenbach wheels around, takes the ball from him. Then he pivots, turns around, a bounce pass into Menzel over the far corner. Over to Grant. Grant pivots, shoots it in. And the score is 20-16 in favor of Minnesota. Badgers bring it up. It's Lautenbach up on the fourth court. Bounce pass into Menzel. Menzel on the outside. Oquesto. Foul is Colin Young. Lautenbach on the free throw line. The score is 20-16 in favor of Minnesota. 7 minutes and 54 seconds. According to the big clock to the right here, Lautenbach has one shot coming. He takes that aim. He shoots it. It rims. It's no good. It's fought for. It's taken by Minnesota. It was Young who had the ball over to Brewster to turn back to Brewster. Up across the center circle into the fourth court. Outside the free throw circle, he shoots over, passes over McIntyre, back over to Young, who hooks the ball in with the right hand from outside the basket there. 22-16 in favor of Minnesota as Young makes that one. Wisconsin comes up court. Lautenbach A bounce pass into Menzel. Menzel out to Selbo. Selbo bounce pass over to Cook. Cook to Harlow. Harlow pivots, shoots no good, and the rebound goes smack into the hands of Brewster. Brewster crosses over to McIntyre. Back to Brewster, a long pass over to Kernan. Kernan to Grant. He shoots no good. The rebound taken by Harlow of Wisconsin. 22 to 16, Minnesota. The clock apparently is failing to work. It still shows 7:54. What the actual time is, we don't know. Bobby Cook is up in the fourth over the ball, giving the Menzel. Menzel shoots for the single circle. He's shot. 22 to 18. In favor of Minnesota, the Badgers count a field goal. There have been two of those this evening for the Badgers. Kernan brings it up court in the fourth court for Minnesota. Bounce pass, which is intercepted, but the whistle blew for Menzel. Menzel almost loses the ball. It's recovered by Selbo. Selbo over the loud and about to take the long one. It bounces high. No good. The follow-in is grabbed by Harlow, but he loses it to McIntyre. A long pass to Young. Off to Kernan, who shoots. No good. The rebound to Selbo of Wisconsin over the Lautenbach. Lautenbach up court and across the center line of the east sideline. Now he stops. Over to Selbo. Selbo to Cook. Cook holds it momentarily. Over to Lautenbach. Passes over to Selbo. That goes to Lautenbach. He keeps him outside the free throw circle. It's short. Bounces high. No good. The rebound is taken by McIntyre. McIntyre to Young. Young passes over his head to Kernan. Kernan works in for the basket. Shoots from the side. No good. The rebound taken by Selbo, Wisconsin. Over to Lautenbach. He runs right past his man. Over to Selbo. Under the basket. He shoots over to Cook. And they lose the ball. Intercepted. A long, wild pass goes out of bounds. Minnesota pass. Wisconsin's ball in the back court. Out of bounds. Timeout. Timeout called by Wisconsin. 24 to 18 in favor of the Gophers at this time. Exactly how much time remains in the first half, we cannot tell you. The electric clock here at the south end of the field house has stopped working at 7:54. The Coney Vacuum's 2700 Wadham Division dealers are bringing you this game over WTMJ, the Milwaukee Journal Station. Minnesota tonight has not put on the rush as did Iowa on Monday. Reason, of course, is because the Gopher forwards are big. Passes up to Brewster. Very closely got it, almost loses. Tosses the ball to Gilliland. Gilliland passes over to Grant, to Young. Young, a pivot shot. No good. The rebound. Whoa, no good. The next rebound. No. The whistle had blown. A foul has been called. Foul on Lautenbach. There was quite a scramble down there, and the Minnesota man went sprawling. We didn't hear the whistle. The crowd was so loud here. Minnesota kept trying.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by ClassicBaseballBroadcasts.com, your one-stop destination for thousands of authentic, vintage radio game broadcasts, interviews and highlights. Red Barber, Mel Allen, Vin Scully, Ernie Harwell, Kurt Godey are just a few of the Ford Frick Award-winning voices. There are hundreds more that will bring back childhood memories from back in the day when the game was always on. From the crack of the bat to the roar of the crowd, relive the moments that made baseball America's favorite pastime. Get started for free and step back in time listening to baseball's greatest moments.
For that basket, a man finally put the ball in, but it didn't count, of course, because the whistle had blown. Foul called on Mills. It was called on Lautenbach. I thought we heard the Mills name mentioned just there. The free throw's no good, and the rebound goes to Wisconsin. Selbo to Cook, to Lautenbach. Lautenbach has it outside there. Now over to Cook, over to Lautenbach. Outside, he shoots. It's no good, very short, into the hands of Minnesota. A long pass, and out of bounds, over the head of Grant. Wisconsin's ball under the Minnesota basket. 40-40, the score tied up. The bounce pass into Menzel from Lautenbach. Over to Selbo now. Back over to Bobby Cook, who is fouled. Fouled by Brewster. 40-40. There's a wet spot on the floor, that same spot. Somebody looked up before while he was wiping that spot. Maybe the roof's leaking.
No.
12 minutes and 3 seconds remain in the game, ladies and gentlemen. It's Minnesota versus Wisconsin. A game in which the Gophers have had much the better of it all the way through until their last 5 minutes, and the Badgers have pulled even Steven with them. Bobby Cook on the free throw line takes these aiming shoots and puts Wisconsin in the hand. He makes that free throw, 41-40 in favor of the Badgers. Brewster brings it up. He's up on the forecourt, passes over to Gilliland. He's a forward, but he's playing guard. Back over to Brewster. Brewster to Grant, to Young, outside the free throw circle. Over to McIntyre. McIntyre shoots, no good, into the hands of Lautenbach. Lautenbach comes up court, dribbles across the center line of the center circle. Works in there, passes the ball to Cook. Cook carries the ball, travels, took step, and it's Minnesota's ball out of bounds. They bring it in. Into Brewster. Over to Grant. A bounce pass into Young. Young going away from the basket. Shoots. It's good. A beautiful shot. 42-41 Minnesota. Wisconsin brings it in under the Gopher basket. Elbow up in the far court. Bounce pass into Cook. Cook wheels around for the free throw line. Gets on the outside there. Loses the ball for a moment. Recovers, however. It's almost knocked out of his hand. Over to Selbo now. Selbo out to Menzel. Menzel bounce past the Lautenbach outside. Can't shoot. Now he wheels around to the near corner. Over to Menzel. Menzel passes to Selbo. Selbo over to Lautenbach. He wheels around. Starts over for the west sideline. Now he pivots. Comes around again. A bounce pass then. He was fouled by Gilliland. 42-41 Minnesota, but Lautenbach will go to the free throw line. He'll have one shot. 10 minutes and 50 seconds remain in the game. Every dead ball now, they have to wipe up this wet spot down here. Well, Lautenbach on the free throw line for the Badgers. He has one throw coming. He looks up at the basket, takes his aim, he shoots. It rims in. 42-42. We're all tied up again, and the Gophers bring it in. To the hands of McIntyre. He loses it to Mills. Mills has the ball, passes up to Cook. Cook breaks, shoots up to Lautenbach. Oh, out of bounds. He got away from Lautenbach and went out of bounds. It's Minnesota's ball. 44-43 in favor of Wisconsin. 8 minutes and 32 seconds remain. The ball is lost. It got out into the crowd that time through the netting behind the cantilever arrangement which holds the backboard at Wisconsin. Referee holds the ball momentarily, takes a look at it. They bring it up now. Minnesota in possession. Comes in over the Wisconsin basket. Pass in to Kernan. Kernan to Young. To Brewster. Out to Young. Very closely guarded. He can't shoot. Out to Kernan. Over to Brewster. Way on the outside. Brewster to Grant. Grant to McIntyre. But he was, fouled by Mills. Mills is charged with another foul. That is his third of the evening. Rehfeldt going back in for Wisconsin. There are 8 minutes and 13 seconds remaining in the game. Timeout called by the Gophers at this point. 44-43 in favor of Wisconsin. When play resumes, McIntyre will go to the free throw line for the Gophers. There's a substitution here. Don Mattson going in place of McIntyre. Mattson is a center. He's a senior at Minnesota. Won his letter in 1942, went to the armed service, came back, won his letter again last year, and is playing second string now to this big boy, Jim McIntyre. McIntyre hasn't walked off yet, but Mattson's on the line there. Another substitution is Salovic, Wally Salovic, a freshman forward, big boy, 6'3", weighs 195 pounds. McIntyre comes out, and Young comes out. Salovic in place of Young. Oh, McIntyre's going to stay in there. Oh, he has a free. Oh, that's right. Mattson's still on the sidelines. Mattson hasn't gone in. That's right. McIntyre has that free throw coming, which we mentioned just a moment ago. There's the warning horn. 44-43 in favor of Wisconsin. McIntyre on the free throw line. 8 minutes, 13 seconds remain in the game. Minnesota versus Wisconsin. The Badgers 1 point ahead. McIntyre takes his aim. He shoots. It's no good. The rebound is knocked right into the hands of Grant, who takes a push shot as the whistle blows. It's no good. He took steps before he shot into Wisconsin's ball. And now let's see who's in there. Here goes Mattson now. Mattson for McIntyre. Bob Harlow goes in for Wisconsin in place of Rehfeldt. Wisconsin's ball when play is resumed here. The umpire, Curry, is holding it out of bounds. Wisconsin backcourt. Now the ball's getting loud. He passes it into Selbo. Selbo up on the forecourt. Dribbles up there. A bounce pass into Bobby Cook. Wheels around. Pushes the ball up. He shoots. A foul is on called on Salovic. Bobby Cook on the free throw line. He was fouled by Salovic. The shot was no good.
Today's episode is brought to you by ThisDayInTheNFL.com. Celebrating football's greatest moments, one day at a time. Listen to classic broadcasts, explore historic games, and keep the legacy of the NFL alive at ThisDayInTheNFL.com.